simulation code, and license. This book began with two lines on a graph, one climbing toward infinity, the other flattening against the limits of a finite world. And it began with an elephant. The one we've built the room around and forgotten is even there. That elephant is the assumption that tomorrow must always be larger than today. We've treated it like gravity, a law of nature, not a choice. But it is a choice. It always has been. Our ancestors knew it. They built jubilees and debt forgiveness into the fabric of their societies because they understood that debt is a human invention, not a force of nature. We forgot that. We built a financial system that demands endless growth from a planet that cannot provide it, and we called it progress. But here's the thing about elephants. They're hard to ignore once you've seen them. And once you've seen this one, once you've stared at those two lines and felt the gap between them, you can't unsee it. You can't pretend the contradiction isn't there. The good news is that we don't need to tear the room down. We just need to move the elephant. We need to replace the mechanism of compound growth with the mechanism of productive prosperity. We need to build a financial system that rewards efficiency, innovation, and fairness, not extraction, expansion, and inequality. We need to remember that the purpose of the economy is to serve the community, not the other way around. The tools are in our hands. The productivity bond is one of them. The productivity dividend is another. The roadmap is laid out. The simulation shows it works. The only question that remains is the one that has always been there, quietly waiting for us to ask it. What do we actually want? Do we want more stuff, or do we want a better life? Do we want infinite growth, or do we want prosperous stability? Do we want to keep building the room around the elephant, or do we finally want to move it? The choice is ours. The future is not written. It is built by the decisions we make today, the institutions we shape, and the world we choose to leave for those who come after us. The infinite debt problem is not an inevitability. It is an invitation. And I don't know about you, but I've never been one to ignore an invitation, especially when it comes with a chance to build something epic. This work is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 4.0 International License. You are free to share, to copy and redistribute the material in any medium or format, under the following terms: attribution. You must give appropriate credit, provide a link to the license and indicate if changes were made. Non-commercial. You may not use the material for commercial purposes. No derivatives. If you remix, transform, or build upon the material, you may not distribute the modified material. Copyright. Copyright 2026 by Ilya Kalin. The simulation code used to generate the results in this book is available under the MIT license. Readers are encouraged to fork, modify, and improve the model. The code is fully reproducible, and all results in Appendix C can be independently verified by running the simulation. You can find the simulation code at traffictorch.github.io/productivity-bond-model and the repo, github.com/traffictorch/productivity-bond-model. Thank you for listening. Have a great day and or night.